This is Verna Simmons, and this is episode 4 of 2-Minute Tales. In previous episodes, I've introduced you to genuine heroes and little-known figures who served at Thorpe Abbotts with the 100th Bomb Group in England. In this episode, I want you to meet John Devich, a man whose life changed forever in two of the unlikeliest of circumstances during the war. John enlisted in the military in 1942. And by 1943, he was a tech sergeant, an engineer, and top turret gunner for the Thomas Hummel B-17 bomber crew of the 350th Bomb Squadron. Thorpe Abbotts was a large station, measuring 2 miles by 2 miles, and so bicycles were a popular way for the air and ground crews to travel to and from their barracks, the airfield, dining halls, and the nearby town. One dark night in 1943, about a month after he arrived in England, John was returning by bike to the airfield and ran into a ditch. He broke his wrist and sustained other injuries that kept him from his crew's next mission, one that would take them deep into Germany. During that mission, Hummel's plane was attacked by German fighters and the aircraft exploded. Devich's replacement and one other crewman were killed. The rest of the crew bailed out, but were captured and incarcerated in a German prisoner of war camp for the remainder of the war. John recovered from his injuries and joined a B-24 crew in the 44th Bomb Group. This time, he was aboard when the aircraft was shot down over Germany. He was captured and sent to Stalag Luft IV, Gross-Teichau, a prisoner of war camp. In 1945, the camp was liberated, and John eventually returned home to Minnesota. He married Bernice Kenyon and lived in Minnesota until he died in 1984 at the age of 70. Stay tuned for more podcasts about other real-life individuals whose names fill my book's pages. You'll find the next episode of the podcast series on my website, ronasimmons.com. That's ronasimmons.com. And A Gathering of Men, my book, will be in bookstores in February 2022.